أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن أهل الكتاب من إن تأمنه بقنطار يؤديه إليك ومنهم من إن تأمنه بدينار لا يؤديه إليك إلا ما دمت عليه قائما. In the previous ayat, Allah tabaraka ta'ala explained how the Jews, Christians, changed their kitab. The words, actual words they changed, the meanings of the words they changed, and certain parts they conceal and hide and don't let anyone know about that. And further, that how they try and turn people away from the deen of Islam. All their planning and plotting what they do to stop people from accepting Islam, and those that have accepted, how to turn them away. Now in this ayat, Allah tabaraka ta'ala explains their dishonesty, that they are very dishonest, they are not genuine. And this is a thing that was in them at that time and which carries on till today. And this dishonesty they try and justify, that they say with regard to the Arabs particularly, and the Muslims in the Arabs, and Muslims in general, that we can do them down in anything, in business, whatever, we are permitted to do that. According to our kitabs, our books, we are permitted to do them down. So this Allah Ta'ala explains here. And this is a thing that many of us don't understand, and till today they are guilty of that in various ways. For example, some years back, in Saudi Arabia and India, it was found that one of the food outlets, Kentucky or one of them, they were frying their chips, potato chips, in lard, in pig fat. And when these countries complained to them, they apologized to India, to Saudi Arabia, they did not even apologize. And in their circles, they called all non-Jews, they called them the Goyim, the scum, the dirt of a people, and they feel that we can treat them as we want to. We are not bound to maintain the agreements that they make. For example, the very state of Israel, it is, according to United Nations, it's illegal. They are not supposed to be there, but it means nothing. And they all uphold that illegal status of Israel. So in this way, they regard us as absolutely nothing. So that is what Allah Ta'ala explains in this ayat, so we can understand we must have no hope for in them. They don't have any honesty also. In the matters of deen, when they are dishonest with Allah Ta'ala, where can you expect them to be honest then in the matters of dunya? When their deen, their kitab, they have changed. And in their idea, they are bluffing Allah, na'uzu billah. Then to bluff the people, what is it for them? It is nothing. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَمِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ or بَعْضِ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ مَنْ. And there are some people, and this is again the fairness of the Quran, it doesn't give a blanket ruling, but it explains that those who are, they are still honest people in the Jews and Christians also. It's not that all of them are dishonest. They are honest people. So Allah says, there are those people who are honest, min ahli al-kitab, man in ta'manhu biqintar yu'addihi ilayh. Aur baaze ahli kitab mein wo hai ki agar tu koi tu unke paas amanat rakhe dher maal ka to ada kar de tujhko. If you keep amanat trust by them, and it is a huge amount also, they will fulfill that amanat and they will return it. This was revealed with regard to Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was one of the chief rabbis of the Jews who had accepted Islam. Somebody had kept 1,200 gold coins by him as amanat, and very, very truly and honestly, he paid back all that as it was supposed to be. He did not keep one bit back. He was very honest. So the Quran refers to that, to him in this ayah. And then there are, وَمِنْهُمْ أَنْ إِنْ تَعْمَنْهُ بِدِينَارِ. اور بعض ان میں وہ ہے کہ تو ان کے پاس امانت رکھے ایک اشرفی. If you just keep one coin by them as امانت, لا یؤدیہ الیک, تو ادا نہ کرے, then they won't return it, even just that small amount. الا ما دمت علیہ قائما, مگر جب تک کہ تو رہے اس کے سر پر کھڑا. Until you stand on his head, in other words, you demand it and you don't give up, then they will pay you that, give you back that amanat. In other words, they do you down in small matters also, and they don't have the shame that in so small matters also they rob you. And we see this is a common thing in all their policies also, whether it's insurance policies. Then in the fine print they got something and you paying all your installments. But finally you find that just because of one small little thing which they pick up in the fine print, then they don't pay you out. You buy a house and you're owing them ₹1,000,000 and you pay them for 5-10 years and you find out what's your balance now, it's more than what you were, the initial amount of ₹1,000,000. But all the compound interest, the loans they give to governments in the world, and it is what those governments own money, the raw material of the African countries, the oil of the Arabs, with that money, they give back them a loan. And they charge them heavy interest, compound interest, and they can never pay it. And after years of paying it, they come and they hold a big function and they say, we are now writing off that debt, we are forgiving you. After they have collected that debt 100 times over, and now they say they are forgiving it. This is how they behave, but we don't see it at all. And we still feel that we must follow them and we must follow in their path. So Allah Ta'ala explains this terrible quality of this. And why is all this they do this? ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا لَيْسَ عَلَيْنَا فِي الْأُمِّيِّينَ السَّبِيلِ. یہ اس واسطے کہ انہوں نے کہا کہہ رکھا ہے کہ نہیں ہے ہم پر امی لوگوں کے حق لینے میں کچھ گناہ. For us, these ummi, these illiterate people, this the goyim, the scum of society, we can rob them, it doesn't matter. What do they know? And we must be also very conscious, and we must not become guilty of this also. Like it was very common with our old people in the businesses, with the local black people, they should do them a lot down. Because those people didn't know how to count money also. They just brought their money and they put it on the counter. How much it is take? There were those who were honest also and those who did them down also. In many other things also with the business transactions, unfortunately we fell prey to the same thing also. And we thought we can take advantage of them. Allah says, Allah does not permit any person to take advantage, undue advantage of anyone else. And this that they say, it is in our kitab that we can do down these people. There is no masala like that in their kitab, nor in our kitab. That nobody, because you are a bit smart, you know about something, and those who are illiterate, for example, those who are not, who do not know present day things, and you take advantage of them, there is no permission whatsoever for that. وَيَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبِ, اور جھوٹ بولتے ہیں اللہ پر. And they are lying on Allah Ta'ala, saying that it's in our kitab that we are allowed to do this. وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ, اور وہ جانتے ہیں. And they know that they are lying, that there is nothing like that. It's a false accusation on Allah Ta'ala also. And they showed us wrong masalas. So this is a thing, a terrible quality of the Jews and Christians also. And we must be careful we don't fall prey and guilty to this. And we take advantage of people. People who, for example, they are not much concerned and don't keep their accounts properly. And then we keep on telling them, you're still owing so much, you're owing so much. And we add this to their account, we add that to their account. And those people in their simple mindedness, they keep on paying all the time. So nobody has a right to take this unfair advantage of anyone else. where all our dealings must be very honest, very clear, very transparent also. This is also a very important aspect of our deen, making the basis of this matter, the Jews, that how they are wrong, we are warned that we must not fall in the same trap, and that we also do wrong things. All our matters, we must be very honest. Sometimes a person has settled his account and he doesn't know, he's a simple person, and he comes and still pay his account. We should be very honest. We shouldn't at that time, well, he doesn't know it's Mali Ghanima. We can just take it and we can usurp that. No, we should tell him your account is fully paid already and you are not owing anything whatsoever. And especially people in rural areas, farm areas, where the people who come in by, especially the local people, and many times they are illiterate, they don't know what is happening, we have no right whatsoever to take advantage of them. And we cannot think that these are non-Muslims, so we can exploit them. We have no right to exploit them also. Our profit margins also, that also we must see, we are fully entitled to make a profit, to make a good profit, to exploit the people is not permitted at all. All that we must keep in mind, and our business practices and our financial dealings are also a very important aspect of our deen. We must not do anyone down in any way. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. So